Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Chaos. Recently, someone told a friend of mine that they lived near me and knew a lot about me, and I was not a good person. No details were divulged, but they were told that they could just take it from them that I am one scurrilous character. They went on to say that some of their relatives had worked for me in my businesses and had first-hand knowledge that I was not upright. Boink. A lie is uncovered. When I moved to Tallahassee and founded Honey Lake Resort, aside from my son, who was my partner, I didn't hire a single employee who had worked in any of my previous businesses, which were all based in Atlanta. No one who lives around me has relatives that have worked in my businesses. Why is this important? Because lying is demonic, and I found if someone will lie about one thing, they'll lie about another. I told my friend that I've hired and fired many employees in my career, and not all of them were thrilled with me, especially if I fired them for poor work habits. I suspect that many of them still harbor bad feelings towards me, as I was polarizing with employees, i.e., the good employees loved me and the poor ones hated me. I found that it's impossible to make all people like you. I don't even try. As longtime readers of Words for the Day understand, I'm not trying to win a popularity contest and basically state my beliefs and opinions frankly. Good or bad, I'm consistent with this in every facet of my life, and politically correct is not in my repertoire. After writing Words for the Day for 18 years, I've consistently received hate mail, including death threats. But I receive far more positive letters of appreciation and encouragement to keep fighting the good fight. I appreciate that people have strong feelings, but in the end, I care more about what Jesus Christ, who intimately knows my heart, thinks of me than anyone. I freely admit, I don't like everyone I encounter in life either, and I believe that if most people would be honest, they don't either. I have weaknesses like every other human on the planet, but I've accomplished much in life, including raising children that are second to none and building some 19 businesses. I know that when anyone sticks their head above the clover, chances are someone's going to take a shot at you. I don't mind. It's a part of that type of life that is inescapable. This reminds me of the political race for the presidency. Donald Trump has made many enemies throughout his career. At the end of the day, I look at his children and his love for them and their love for him, and I admire that. I look at his business accomplishments and know how exceedingly difficult it was to build the empire that he has built, and admire that as well. He had to be tough, but fair, and he didn't get there by trying to make everyone like him. This is not to say that he does not have his faults, but who doesn't? Certainly not those on the radical left who have thousands of people 24/7 trying to find anything they can to discredit him. They pour through decades of records, television, radio, printed media interviews, and so forth, trying to find any offhand comment or deed to make him look bad. Concerning Hillary, on the other hand, no one needs to dig very deep to understand her corruption. If you doubt, just use some common sense. She's worked in government all her life, and despite her and Bill's comfortable but relatively low salaries, have amassed a fortune of $250 million plus. Take it from me, that is one heck of a lot of money. And some of the most talented entrepreneurs and CEOs in this country never approached that figure in a lifetime. She didn't make that money in government. She made it selling favors, pure and simple, and now WikiLeaks and others are proving it beyond any doubt. She's been caught in lie after lie and sunk into corruption so black as to defy understanding of how the Clintons have eluded jail. And yet there are people, including Christians, who prefer to vote for her because of what some have reported about Trump's personal imperfections. Go figure. They prefer a criminal over someone who has made stupid comments on too many occasions. Ugh. All that aside, the biggest reason I voted for Trump and against Hillary was abortion. She has stated that she believes in partial birth abortion to include delivery day. That, my friends, is barbaric. What is next? Killing your children after they're born because they are inconvenient? No Christian or pagan, for that matter, should vote for someone with such a twisted view of life. Vote Trump. And when someone lies about him or you, consider the source. This does not come from God. Satan is the source and father of all lies. Proverbs 16:28. A perverse man spreads strife, and a slanderer separates intimate friends. Have a great weekend, and go to Honey Lake Church or somewhere Sunday. Remember, next weekend is Special Sunday, and we have Larry Rowe appearing. Please trust me on this. You do not want to miss this one. I hope to see you there. This is Bob Williamson. See you later.